Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 60, How Much Yarn, Part 2. Since this is a Mod 5 episode, this will be a totally and completely knitting content episode, and it's going to get pretty down and dirty and kind of geeky too. So there's going to be some math, and we're going to talk about how to figure out how much yarn you need for your particular project. And I'm assuming that you're doing a sweater project, but the project really doesn't matter. I'm doing a sweater as an example because it is the most complicated of all the different shapes that you would be doing. So, you want to make yourself a sweater, and you have some yarn on hand, or you have some yarn in mind. Well, the first thing to do is to do that thing that everyone hates. You have to knit a swatch. Knit a good size swatch. I like to knit a 4x4. That is probably the smallest that you should do. You should knit at least a 4x4, maybe a 5x5 or a 6x6, and it doesn't have to be even. I just like to knit a square. You could knit a 4x5 or a 5x4. It really doesn't matter. Now, what is important, though, is that you have to knit the swatch in your stitch pattern, because cables take more yarn to make than plain stockinette. Also, when you're doing something like a ribbing or a seed stitch, those also take more yarn. The stockinette is probably the one stitch pattern that takes the least amount of yarn. So really, that is not the one you should base your yarn estimate on. You need to make your swatch out of whatever pattern you're going to use. Now, once you get your swatch knitted, I do not block mine unless it's a lace pattern. A lace pattern, there is a big difference between the dimensions when it's unblocked versus blocked. Now, I like to measure my unblocked swatch, then give it a good blocking, and then measure that. Now that you have the swatch, next step, figure out the total area that you are going to be knitting. Now, if it's a sweater, you take the circumference of your chest or the circumference of the sweater and multiply that by the length. You want to then multiply that by 3/2. The reason why we're doing the 3/2 is because the sleeves take about as much yarn as either the front or the back. Now, you know how I feel about fronts and backs. They don't necessarily have to be equal, but we're just trying to figure out the area that you're going to be knitting. So, in my case, and I hate to give you guys numbers, but we're friends here. You won't think I'm strange, or, well, you'll accept me as I am, right? So when I tell you that I am very short and very chesty, and, well, let's face it, a little bit overweight, then you aren't going to think bad of me. So I'm actually going to give you some numbers here. The measurements for the red sweater that I'm trying to make is 46 inches in circumference and 24 inches in length. So I take 46 times 24 times 3 divided by 2, and that gives me the total area of the sweater, and that is 1656. And I'm just going to go ahead and round that up to 1660. The next thing I do is I take my swatch and I weigh it on a postal scale. And my 4x4 swatch weighs 0.2 ounces, which means that 16 square inches is equivalent to 0.2 ounces. So I take my 1660, I divide it by 16, and I multiply it by 0.2. And what I come up with is 21 ounces. So I am going to need approximately 21 ounces to make my sweater. In my case, I have a 1.5 pound cone of yarn. So I will have more than enough yarn to finish the sweater. And I wish I had done this calculation earlier, because a few weeks ago when I was under a lot of stress, I was noticing that my cone of yarn was getting smaller and smaller at a very rapid rate. And I was worrying that I would not have enough yarn to finish it. And I'm like, oh no, am I going to be able to make my sleeves as long as I want to? In which case, I had to stop and bang my head against the wall because, I was knitting my sleeves at the time. So I was actually using up the yarn at the fastest rate in which I would be using yarn on the sweater. So yes, I'm going to have plenty. And if I had done this calculation before I started my sweater, I would have been able to say, of course you're going to have plenty. Now, if you don't have coned yarns, if you have skeins of yarn, and they only give you yardage, they don't give you ounces, then it's really rather easy. You just take your postal scale, remove the ball band, and weigh your skein of yarn, and then you will know how many ounces it has. Now, of course, being in the United States, I am very non-metric. So those of you who are outside of the United States, you can apply the same concept just using whatever units you're used to. I hope you guys found this information helpful. If you have any questions or comments, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would rather send me an email, you can email me at Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, .autumnbreeze@gmail.com. My voicemail number, if you would rather talk to me instead of write to me, is 206-666-5775. Thank you for coming by and listening to me. I hope you have a great week. Bye.